South Carolina, Larry Dolan.
Oh, Larry!
Did you guys not go up through the vendor? Did you do the vendor? How's everybody doing? Can you hear me all right?
Can you hear me now?
It's good to be here. Okay, how many visitors did we say we had whenever Gary raised his, or had everybody raise their hand? How many visitors? Man, that is awesome. If you don't know, let me share a little bit about the value of a group like this. And we have a packed house tonight, don't we? Man, this is awesome. I want everybody to take the next 1 minute, and I'm doing it this at the risk of not being able to get you back under control. But I want everybody to stand up, get your business card out, and give it to three people around you, and me, introduce yourself. Just take a minute, okay? Stand up and turn around. Did anybody meet somebody that you have a potential of doing business with tonight? Did you meet somebody you had a potential of doing business with tonight?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, that's one of the most important things about this meeting. I really wish that when I got started, there were meetings like this. Can you imagine being surrounded by, 220, 250 people here tonight? By being surrounded by this many people that have an interest in the same thing you do, isn't that awesome? And we're going to talk a little bit about building your team here in a minute. Did everybody get the insert that was in the newsletter about what we're going to talk about tonight? Sold in 2 hours? Man, I was just reading over that. I don't know if I can do all that now in the little bit of time we have. Who put this together anyway? But tonight, we're going to give you some real, what they call meat and potatoes, I guess, about investing. I don't have a degree. I came right out of high school. But I do believe in MBAs. Does everybody know what an MBA is? A mega bank account. Okay? You can write that down if you want to. But I don't have a degree. But I do believe in MBAs. Okay? So let's start out talking about your team, building your team. Who do you need in your real estate team? First of all, can you do it alone? No, you can't do this alone. Who needs to be on your team? Someone shout it out. A lawyer. Who else? An accountant. An appraiser. Mortgage broker. Say it again. Say it again. What else do we need on our team?
A surveyor.
We need a surveyor on our team. What else do we need? Are there any mortgage brokers in here? Are there any realtors in here? Are there any appraisers? Raise your hand. Any appraisers? Man, somebody is missing out. They're ashamed to admit it. Somebody is missing out. Are there any attorneys in here that will admit it? Okay? No attorneys. Man, if I was an attorney, I'd be right up in here in the middle somewhere trying to figure out who's doing the business. What else you need on your team? Let me tell you a little something about building your team, okay? Building your team is a work in progress. You don't need to sit here if you haven't done your first deal and say, oh, I've got to find the right realtor. I have to find the right appraiser. I have to find the right attorney. You can get out there and do deals and work and learn and network and talk to other people as you're doing it, as you're doing business. So get referrals from other people. That's the value of networking with a group like this and being involved in a group like this. Let me tell you a little something about building your team, though. You can find an attorney that knows how to close a deal, how to do a simultaneous closing, how to do assignments with lenders. You can find appraisers that know how to pull comps, do rent comps. You can find an accountant that knows about real estate, rental property. You can find every team member that you need that has it up here. But let me share something with you. If you're the kind of person that wants to do good, clean business, honest, ethical business, and do it morally, then it's not as important as what they know up here as how they are in here. Okay? That's very... Who said right? Isn't that true? That's true. It's very, very important. Make sure the person that you're working with as a long-term relationship, I'm not talking about one closing or two closings, I'm talking about as a long-term relationship, because it's like not your own employee, but it's your team member. It's on your team. Your business partners to a certain extent. So you got to have that right team member. So please keep that in mind when you're looking for the right person to be on your team. Okay. We're going to talk about four different ways to sell real estate tonight. We're going to talk about buy low, sell low. Can you make money doing that?
Yes.
Buy low, sell low. You just put a little bit of money on it, assign it or whatever. We're going to talk about, and that's as is, by the way, buy low, sell low, as is. We're going to talk about buy low, rehab low. Buy low, rehab a property, and then sell it to another investor, possibly with a tenant or ready for a tenant. Then we're going to talk about buy low, sell high. That's retail. Then we're going to talk about rent to own. Real estate is a business, okay? There's four things you need in real estate, as in any business, okay? You need a mission statement. Does anybody in here have a mission statement for your real estate business? One, right there. Turkey has one. Gary has one. Who else has one? Over here. You need a mission statement. Just a base of thinking. A mission statement is a base of thinking, exactly who you are and where you are and what you're wanting to do and how you're wanting to serve the people. Is that a good way to put that? Anybody have a better description of a mission statement? What you stand for, what your organization stands for, and what it's looking to do. And let me share something about a mission statement, okay? It needs to be for whoever you're serving's benefit, not for yours. My mission statement is to make $1 million in 2 years? No. Mission statement is to serve enough people by providing housing to enough people with enough cash flow per house to meet the goals. Is that a good way of looking at it? The other thing you need is a business plan. The word model is a kind of catchphrase now today. You need a business model. Anybody in here have a business plan for your business? A lot more people. Bill, Gary, Steele. Yeah, over here. You need a business plan. See what I wrote about business plan. One of the things I'm supposed to talk about is a high-tech office, right? We can do that right now during while your business plan, you're getting your business together. If you're just starting out, you don't have a phone number yet, I want to suggest you go to this website, Phonetic, Phonetic.com. The cool thing about that, has anybody ever heard Phonetic? Phonetic.com. If you don't have a phone number yet, or you're looking to get another phone number or 800 number, you're on the phone with Bell South or MCI, whoever, and you're getting a new number, and you can punch it in, any number you can punch in, and automatically it'll tell you every conceivable word that that phone number will spell. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that amazing? Well, if you punch in your name and then say, hey, can you get me this number? Or several different other things. Real estate, it just happens to be that we got ours after I found this website, but our 800 number is 1-800-LAND-054. LAND-054. I mean, we've never used it. I mean, it's, you know, not that big a deal. But to me, it's a neat thing. If you can get a number that spells something, wouldn't it be? One little trick about, one little thing about that. In phone lines, a high-tech, low-budget office, you can get lines with Ringmaster now. You can get fax machines that recognize Ringmaster lines, so you can use the same line. Don't have to get another one. Has anybody ever heard of the website Mozilla.org? Anybody use Mozilla? I know Garrett has, the computer guru. Let me tell you what's so cool about Mozilla, okay? When you're searching for properties online, it's like Internet Explorer, okay? But they have what's called tabbed browsing. And I wasn't too excited about it when I first heard about it either. But what you can do is you can bookmark a group of tabs. For example, the GIS, we buy properties in about 8 or 10 different counties, okay? I have a group called GIS or Property Search. I open up that window and automatically it starts loading 10 different groups all the way across the screen. I can click on Mecklenburg County. I can click on whatever it is, Stanley County, Gaston County, Lincoln County, Cleveland County. And if I'm looking up a bunch of houses in different areas, boom, right there it is. You don't have to open up another window or go click in another site or go to your favorites and go down. You know, you set up a group. Here's another group you need to set up in doing that. Set up a group for GIS. Set up another group for newspapers. Anybody buy newspapers and read them? Don't ever buy another newspaper to read classifieds, okay? Go to newsdirectory.com. Newsdirectory.com. You can click on USA, the state, the county, whatever, daily or weekly, whatever, and you can save them right on your favorites. I have a group called Newspapers. When I pop that group open, it starts loading the Shelby Shopper, the Shelby Star, the Gaston Gazette, the Lincoln, whatever it is, News, the Charlotte Observer, the Herald in Rock Hill, the Chester, whatever. There's like 10 or 15 of them. It starts loading. And I have it set on the favorites to the classified section. So all I have to do is click on real estate, boom, there they are. Go to the next one, real estate, there they are. Man, you can search 10 or 15 newspapers in about 10 minutes. Yes?
And what did you say this is?
Mozilla? Mozilla.org. Mozilla.org. What other group do I have? I have a group of people search where I have like 411.com, peoplesearch.net, deadleads.com. You need to write some of these down. Deadleads.com, findtheseller.com. Is that a good one? Here's another one. Y, the letter Y, the letter B, and the word lost.com. There's another one called KnowX, KnowX.com. And there's one, sir?
That last one?
KnowX.com. YBLost.com. YBLost.com. And then there's another one, HomeInfoMax. HomeInfoMax.com. Now, some of these are pay sites, some of them are free. We actually use deadleads.com. That's the one we use. They've been pretty successful. Yes, Claude?
Larry, are you going to put this on your website? I think there's a lot of interest.
I can put a lot of these websites on my website. If you give me about 2 days, go to larrygoins.com, click on freebies, and it'll be there.
You can give them to me. I can get them up there.
Garrett said he can put it on Metrolina Rio website as well. Okay? So I'll email them to Garrett, and I'll put them up on larrygoins.com under the freebies link. Okay, site, S-I-T-E, X, data, D-A-T-A.com. Another tool that you can use that I'm going to get, actually I'm getting this week, is, I only have tomorrow, don't I? A wireless internet. Does anybody use a wireless internet on your laptop? On your laptop where you can be in the car online. Back here, 1, 2, 3. You guys like it? Is it a good service? I'm going to get that. I mean, I send out a weekly email. And I can do it from driving down the car, driving down the road, riding down the road. If you've ever ridden with me, though, you know I really meant driving, okay? Because I drive with my knee while I'm on the phone. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about insurance. What kind of insurance do you get on rehab loans, rehab property? Anybody know? Builder's risk. If you're doing a rehab, can't just go get a regular policy, vacant dwelling. You need builder's risk. Ask your insurance company, okay? For your car, you need unowned and hired. And then after the property's rehabbed, you need a vacant dwelling policy until a tenant gets in there. Is that right? Or if you have it on the market for sale, I should say, if it's vacant. Need a vacant dwelling policy because builder's risk is no good after it's rehabbed. Okay, next, after the business plan, what do you need? You need a marketing plan. Who has a marketing plan? 1, 2, 3. Man, Gary, I want to hang out with you, man. You got it all.
You can do it.
You need a marketing plan. The main topic was sold in 2 hours. So, in everything you do for marketing, think about building your database. Building your database, okay? Whether you're wholesaling to other investors, whether you're going to retail, whether you're getting a rent to own, you know, a tenant buyer, whatever, you're building your database, okay? Because I got to tell you, it's much, 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 much easier to find a house for a buyer than it is a buyer for a house. Would anybody agree with me that's done it? It's much easier to find a house for a buyer than it is a buyer for a house, right? Because if you have a ready, willing, able, qualified buyer, all you got to do is find them a house. Hey, we're done. Next. Okay, so how do you build your database? You collect business cards from everybody here. Who collected a few cards when we stood up a minute ago? Yeah. Start your database. What kind of database could you use? We use ACT. ACT 2000, it's upgraded now, but we use ACT. We have about almost 4,440 some people in our database. These are all investors, realtors, builders, attorneys, appraisers. I meet people and I put them in the database. I was on the cruise at the National RIA cruise back in February. Fred was there, a couple other people were here, several other people. Met Barney Zick, got his cards. Everybody know who Barney is? Met Barney. When I got back to the office, I said, Jackie, put this in the database. There was a whole stack of them. I get an email the other day from Barney Zick asking me a question about title policies. I'm like, hey, Wendy, did you see this email I got from Barney Zick? That was pretty cool. I'm like, he's getting my emails, obviously. You know, he gets my free weekly newsletter. So I thought, hey, that's pretty cool. Barney asked me a question. All right. So whatever you use, whether it's ACT, whether it's Outlook, you can use Outlook. A lot of people use that. Outlook Express, whatever. I don't care if it's a Rolodex or a 3x5 card box. Start you a database with everybody. You get their name, address, phone number, email address. Okay? What's it cost to send email?
Zero.
Free? So what do you want for nothing? Your money back? So build your database. What's some other things to do in your marketing plan? What about flyers? Flyers telling that you buy on one side and what on the other side?
Sell
on the other side. To sell properties, ads. What kind of ads do you run? Anybody want to hear my ad that we run when we're selling properties? Why rent when you can own? First-time home buyers and down payment assistance available. Payments to fit your budget, and the phone number. And it's a toll-free number, by the way, because we cover everywhere from like Spartanburg, Gaffney, and the toll-free number is forwarded to my cell phone right here. When somebody calls, it rings right here. Every time somebody calls in, what do you do? What do you do? You put them in your database. Don't you qualify them? And we're going to get into that in a little bit. I'm going to tell you all the questions to ask them. And you can also go to my website and get this form that we're going to go over in a little bit. Okay. Another thing is banners. The most leads we ever got from one house, we put this banner up. It was about this tall, and it was about 5 feet wide. And it said, Neighborhood Housing Services. First-time home buyer, down payment and closing cost assistance available, special program, 1-800. Now, what does Neighborhood Housing Services sound like? Wow. Yeah, but that's my company. Neighborhood Housing Services, Inc. Neighborhood Housing Services, first-time home buyers, down payment and closing cost assistance available, special program. We got a ton of calls off that. We sold another one or two houses in addition to that house, and that was in Gaffney. So banners work really good. Put it across the front porch while the property's under rehab. We used to have a company when we were in the construction business called Neighborhood Housing Renewal. Now, what is that sound like? Yeah, we're going to help you fix up your house. No money down, special payments to fit your budget. Right? Okay, business cards. Everyone have a business card? I hope so. Be a little different. Don't just give somebody a regular white card with black print on it. You know, everybody has those. They get lost. Be a little different. Who has something different they'd like to share? Anybody have a business card different that somebody's going to hang on to? Nobody? Gary? I knew Gary would. Gary, what do you have?
I already gave them all out.
Gene's giving them all out? Oh, man. Let's see. Is this his? Oh, here we go. Attention investors on the back. Guaranteed returns backed by real estate. Accelerate your portfolio and your family's future to the next level of growth and security. We will help you refocus with a secure return diversified with real estate, IRA eligible. Front and back, Gary Brevko. Who else has something unique? Anyone else? Oh, let's see. Oh, this is cool. I like this. Elf Investments. Look here, the appointment, date and time. So when she's sitting with them, okay, we're going to get together. You just met them. Okay, let's get together Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Right there, boom. Give them the card. Oh, yeah. All right. Isn't that, that's a great idea. How'd you come up with that? Is that your idea?
No.
You stole it, didn't you? She stole it. She stole it. Let me tell you something about good ideas. Good ideas don't care where they came from, right? Good ideas don't care where they came from, whether it's me or her or anybody else in here, right? They say if you take one person's idea and you use it, it's stealing. But if you take a lot of people's idea and use it, it's research, right? So that's what we do. We do a little research. These are cool. It has a little sun up in the corner. I used to use a folded over business card. I have one up here somewhere. I think it's in my bag. But I used to have a folded over business card, have my picture on it. The picture was about 15 years old, though, so I had to stop that. But I use this card here now. Let me see if I can find it. Does anyone in here have one of these? The $1 million bill card? Raise your hand if you've had one of my cards. Raise them high if you've had one of my $1 million bill cards. Wow, that's a lot of people. Raise your hand if you still have it. Man, I've gone into people's houses and it'd be sticking on the fridge. Isn't that pretty cool? Do what? Bank won't take it. No, but Walmart will. So be a little different with your business cards. What about signs? We talked about signs, banners. Put the same thing. Rent to own, owner financing, something like that. You want to be very, very, very short, okay? Because people don't have a lot of time to see it, okay? I used to have on the side of my car, it used to say, I buy, sell, build, remodel, and finance homes. Man, people were going, they couldn't figure it out. During the 2 years that I had that on there, I got two calls. One of them was from a guy saying, you tell that guy that I was sitting beside him at the light, he needs some new tires. That's a true story. That's a true story. I mean, you can't make that stuff up. So I changed it. It now says, I buy houses. I buy houses. Okay? Real simple. I've had it on there probably 6 or 8 months. I get maybe a call every month or so. Every month or so. I just bought my wife a new Suburban. I said, honey, I'm going to buy this for you, okay? And I'll take care of it. But it's going to be a company car, okay? So, and in order to qualify through the IRS as a company car, see right here, it has to have some advertising on it for the company, okay? She won't give me the keys to it to go get the sign put on it. So hopefully I'll get it soon, you know, and you'll see it. But anyway. Okay, how about a website? Man, people are, John back here does a website. If any of you guys have been to my website, LarryGoins.com, that website was $39. $39 a month. You can list properties. You can, it has an event calendar. You can add as many pages as you want to. It has an iMerchant account where you can sell product. You can sell whatever. Total Real Estate Solutions.com. TotalRealEstateSolutions.com. And they give you a 10-day free trial. There's another one that does some of that. Ria Toolbelt. R-E-I-A Toolbelt.com, I believe. If it's not .com, it's .net. Let me tell you another thing about marketing your properties. I want to suggest any and every time you buy a property to sell, especially to retail, okay? You prepare a flyer and you go around and you knock on all five houses right around it. Three across the street and a two on each side. You know, one on each side and three across the street. Right? That's what we used to do when we were in the home improvement business. You sell a job right here, you knock on the door here, and the three across the street. Okay? And let me tell you what you say. You go up to the door and say, I just want to let you know, we just bought the house right here. I'm with Neighborhood Housing Services, and what we do is we buy houses and we fix them up and help first-time homebuyers get in and buy offered for down payment and closing cost assistance. Just wanted to let you know the guys are over here doing some work. If any trash or anything blows in your yard, here's my card. Please call me and let me know, and I'll have the guys pick it up or just walk next door and let them know. I apologize for it in advance, and we'll be out of here as soon as we can. By the way, do you happen to know if anybody might be looking for a house so you can choose your neighbor? Now, is that a hard sale? No, that's soft. That's easy. That's easy. Hey, I'm sorry for the mess. Don't pay any attention. If anything blows in the yard, here's my car. Give me a call. Or just let the guys know and they'll get it up. By the way, Fred's a master at by the way. I got to tell you. Oh, Larry, by the way, after you're in the car with him, ready to go somewhere, oh, by the way, I got a few errands I got to run before we get there. You always ask Fred about the by the ways up front. Okay. Where would be another good place to put out your flyers? Did I have a question? Where's another good place to put out your flyers? I buy houses and I sell houses. Grocery store, Walmart, where else?
Laundromat.
I had that written down. I was waiting for that. Laundromat. Church? That's a great place.
All you can eat.
Where?
All you can eat restaurants.
Restaurants. Restaurants. One thing I'm guilty of, but we're changing that, is when you get your logo, you get your company colors, always use the exact same colors on everything. See, we're guilty of that. We have these lanyards made and these red pins, and we're changing our colors. Our colors are going to be green with gold letters on everything, okay? Green and gold is going to be our colors. We're going to change pins. We're going to change this. In fact, the first day I got these lanyards, I showed them to my wife. I said, honey, how do you like this? She said, well, it's too short and it's the wrong color, but next time you order them, let me know and I'll pick them out for you. Wham! Man, hit me in the back of the head. Okay, lockbox. Does everybody that sells a house put a lockbox on it? Yeah? Yeah? Yes, Gary? And Gary knows all the tricks. Gary, the night's over for you, buddy. You're not going to learn anything. You're not going to learn anything. Oh, yeah, I taught you. Is that what you said? Lockbox. I always put a lockbox on the house. You don't want to be riding around showing people houses. Get the outside ready. As soon as you get a house under contract, get the outside ready. We've got them under contract before. Told the realtor, hey, listen, I already have this house sold, so I'm going to run by there and take your sign out of the yard and put mine. I'm going to put yours up under the house if you want it. Is that okay? As long as you close, I don't care. That's exactly what they say every time. As long as you close, I don't care. I want my sign back, though. We've done that. Go by, spruce up the house a little bit. You know you can make a lot more money on a house selling it as is if you just clean it up and get the trash out of it. Would anybody testify to that? That if you have a house you're wholesaling as is, if you just go by and clean up all the junk, mow the grass, trim the hedges, clean up everything, so when they walk through it's just empty and vacant, it's worth a lot more, isn't it? Scott? You do that on everyone, don't you?
Try it on everyone.
Try it on everyone. Okay. Apartment complexes. That's another good spot. Let me ask you this question. Who has the buyers of real estate? Who has the buyers? How about realtors? I want to suggest you get tight with some realtors, okay? While you're learning and while you're getting started, you don't necessarily have to say, I got to find that right one. As you're calling properties, now this is just what I do, okay? As you're calling for properties, you ask for the listing agent because you're learning while you go, okay? Okay, it's on-the-job training. So ask for the listing agent, talk to them. They may be the one you're looking for. They may or may not. If not, next property you call about, who's the listing agent, or call the listing agent? You're going to find that right one, and eventually, and then they'll start calling you. In fact, a thing about realtors I want to share with you, whenever you're buying deals from realtors, and we get probably 90% of our deals from realtors. We get probably 90% of our deals from realtors. If you tell them you're going to do something, do it. Don't just get a property under contract, try to get a $20 deposit down and a 90-day close or whatever. You know, you want to, if you tell them you're going to do something, do it. Know you can have it sold or have it sold, or know you're going to close. You have the financing lined up or the cash or the home equity line or a guidance line or whatever. Know that you can close. Because the worst thing you can do to ruin your reputation with a realtor is to not close a deal. We have realtors call us now before they even get in the MLS. We buy maybe one every other month just because a realtor said, hey, I just got one right here, and won't you go out and look at it? I'm putting it in the system on Monday. It might be Friday afternoon. So somebody will go take a look at it. I don't look at them, by the way. I never see the houses we buy. Has anybody ever bought a house without looking at it? Anybody? One, two, three, four, few people, five. Let me tell you how to compare it. Anybody ever bought stock in a company? When you bought stock, did you go tour the company? Did you meet the management? Did you? Did you check out the competition to see what they were doing? Go tour the competition? Same thing with houses. What do you buy houses based on?
The numbers.
The numbers. It's a profit deal. It's all about the numbers. As long as the numbers pan out, what difference does it make? I don't care. I don't go look at them. As long as you have somebody that knows what they're doing that can. Right, Gene? Gene knows what he's doing.
You have someone to go look at them.
I don't look at them personally. No, I don't look at them personally. You know, and that's a part of not only building your team, but a part of building your business is learning what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. Concentrate on your strengths and bring people on board to take care of your weaknesses. I'm a licensed contractor, but don't send me out to a house to tell you how much it costs. I can sell a contracted job. I can sell a contracting job to somebody, but I can't tell you within $3,000 or $4,000 what it cost. But as long as I have somebody that can, that's okay. Right? Okay. The other thing you can do, the realtors have buyers. Make a realtor your partner. You know, some of you guys are looking to team up with somebody. Who asked me earlier about teaming up with somebody? Was it you that asked me about that? Team up with somebody? Realtors have buyers. You guys may have properties. Team up. Hey. Now, in addition to the realtor, who else has qualified buyers? Mortgage companies have qualified buyers, right? Team up with the mortgage company. Okay? I met a lady today on the phone. She does title abstracts, and her husband owns a mortgage company, and she does titles. They buy property, fix them up, and have them sold because, hey, they have the ready, willing, and able customers right there, ready to buy the property. Financing's already approved and in place. She says they have more buyers than they have properties. I know that feeling. We do the same thing. We're looking for more properties, but we're wholesaling to investors. Okay. Now, let's talk about wholesaling in specifically. What are a couple different ways you can wholesale?
Flip,
assign contracts. I want to show you our contract assignment. We'll talk about that for a minute. This is our assignment. Several people have seen this before in here. If you don't know much about me, I believe in full disclosure, okay? This says Investors Rehab Inc. hereby assigns, transfers, sells the contract interest, whether written or verbal. Anybody ever bought a house on a handshake or bought a house over the phone? Yeah, we do it too. That's why I put whether written or verbal. And the property located at blank in the city of blank, state of blank, to whoever we're assigning it to. The assignment fee of blank, it's usually $5,000, $5,500, or $6,500, depending on the deal, is to be paid from proceeds at closing. Investors Rehab has negotiated a purchase price on the above property of, that's what we're paying for it, which is an as-is, where-is price with no warranties or guarantees. Adding the assignment fee of $5,000, the assignee's total purchase price is blank, plus any inspection, repairs, due diligence, and/or closing cost. In addition to the assignment fee, the assignee shall reimburse us the deposit in the amount of, and we usually put up $500 or $1,000. Is that full disclosure? Would anybody be scared to sell a contract to somebody without them knowing or have to do a simultaneous closing? Don't be scared to do that. People don't mind if you make some money on the deal. It's a profit deal, right? They don't mind if you make some money on the deal, as long as the deal makes sense for them, right? Everybody agree? And as long as you're not trying to rake them over the coals with it, trying to make $30,000, $40,000 on a deal. I mean, you know, to assign a deal. Okay, so the assignment is one way to do it. What's another way to wholesale a deal as is? What? Simultaneous closing? Anyone do those? Do you buy it and sell it right then? You have a buyer lined up? Or you buy it and close it in your own name. We do a lot of those. Anybody run into the realtors won't let you assign contracts? Anybody ever ran into that? We run into it probably about 30, 40% of the time. It also depends on the realtor you're working with as well. Whether or not the realtor can sell that lender. And also whether or not the attorney preparing the deed is in the same office as the asset manager or the lender that's selling you the property. It also depends on, you're shaking your head, yeah, you've run into that before. Right? We actually had, I had two deals going at one time. The realtor said, I'm not even going to present this offer because it says and or signs and they won't let you assign it. Just forget about it. There's no use in even doing it. And I had another realtor at the same time that said, we didn't put it on there and he prepared an addendum to change the name and have the seller sign it. And the seller was a bank. An addendum just right out there wide open, you know, that we're assigning this contract to such and such. And it was on the closing statement. Now, most of your traditional lenders will not allow you to assign a contract if there's financing involved. Did anybody know that? Most of your traditional lenders will not allow you to assign a contract, put an assignment fee on the HUD if there is a traditional lender involved. Hard money loans will. You guys doing hard money loans? We do them. Several other people over here. Bill does them. Graham's here. You could do that, okay? But you can't on traditional financing. Okay, what about buying, fixing up, and sell? Which, by the way, let me give you my formula, okay? Does anybody want to hear the formula of how we buy, how much we pay for a deal?
Yes.
Okay. I'm on the phone, which, by the way, I never, ever get off the phone without making an offer. Never get off the phone. I don't care if it's just an indication of interest, giving them an idea of what I can pay based on what they've told me. I've thrown a number out there somewhere after they set a number first. I let them speak first, then I'll come in, you know. What's the least amount you can take if you have your money by Friday? The absolute least amount you can take if you have your money by Friday. Whatever that number is, I drop it down another 20%. Based on what you told me, and other properties that are available in the area, who you're competing with, it appears that we're probably going to need to be around blank. Now, is that offensive? Where if you say, I can take 40,000, and say, no, I'm only give you 30. Now, you're already mad at me after doing that. But if I say, based on what you're telling me and based on other properties in the area, what we've paid for them, it appears that we're going to need to be around blank. Did I really make them an offer? Yes and no? They know what I can give for it. They know whether or not they can take it. Remember this. If you don't remember anything else, people do business with people they like and trust. Yeah, I hear some people go, that's right. People do business with people they like and trust. Okay, so you take a deal. I'm on the phone. I tell them I don't care if it's a seller or a realtor. What's the approximate value of your home or after repaired value? $60,000. I take $60,000 times 0.7. What's that, $42,000? Okay, that's what I can sell that house to. Anybody in here would buy a house at 70% of after repaired value? Anybody? Everybody should raise your hand. Everybody. That's what we sell them for. So we have to negotiate a little better deal when we sell them. Okay? So I take 60,000 times 0.7, that's 42,000, minus 4%. What's the 4%? Hard money closing cost. Because I figure worst case scenario, worst case scenario, they're going to get a hard money loan. They're going to pay 4 points. I subtract that out. What is that, $880? No, what is 4 points of that? For 1680?
Yes.
1680? Okay. You back out 1680, and then I subtract another 1850. 1850 is our best pull from the air guesstimate on past experience as to what taxes, insurance, and closing costs is going to be. $1,850, just a good ballpark. Okay, so I subtract that out. Then I minus out the rehab cost. Anyone have a calculator? I was supposed to bring mine.
Larry, what did you start with? 70% of what?
70% of the after repaired value, which is $60,000. Say if the after repair is $60,000, okay? Times 0.7 is 42,000, minus 4 points, which is 1680, minus 1850, sir?
0.7,
70%.
Oh, 7.
70% okay. Of 60,000. Oh, here we go, hey. I should be, oh. I use a HP12, I don't know how to use that. Just a regular one? Is that an HP?
No, it's just a regular cheap company.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks, Nanette. Nanette Herodin, by the way, give her a hand, booking the great speakers she books. Isn't that awesome?
Larry,
that was a little self-serving.
Do July?
Do what?
I told him, I said, Larry, I'm in a bind. Can you do July?
Okay, 42,000 minus 4%. Minus 1850, minus, say repairs are $10,000, okay? Minus $10,000. That gives you 28,470 minus 5,500. What's that? That's my assignment fee. That means I can pay 22,970 for that house. Okay?
Minus how much?
I can pay 22,970 for that house.
What's the last one?
Oh,
you said 28,470 minus
5,500 is the assignment fee. That's what we get paid to buy and sell a deal. Okay? And we do, I guess, about 5 to 7 a month, something like that. Trying to bump it up a little higher, but it's hard to find deals and negotiate good deals. I mean, anybody can sell you a house at 85%, 90%, 95% of value, right? Well, we don't want to play that, okay?